The Vermont House advanced a bill that raises taxes to fund clean water programs. The taxes won't go into effect until 2020 to give lawmakers time to look for different revenue sources. VPR's John Dillon has more.
The bill imposes a 0.25-cent increase on the rooms and meals tax. Another provision collects money from unclaimed bottle deposits. Together, the two funding sources would raise $6.4 million for the state's Clean Water Fund by 2021. Westminster Democrat David Dean says the Federal Environmental Protection Agency recently evaluated Vermont's efforts to get phosphorus pollution out of Lake Champlain. The agency said the state needs a reliable source of money to pay for the work. And Dean said it's appropriate to raise taxes on rooms and meals because tourists who often pay for those taxes come to the state to enjoy a clean environment.
And I have to ask, how attractive is green, stinking water, dead fish on the shoreline, and toxic-laden beaches? A real tourist attraction.
But Stowe Republican Heidi Sherman argued it's wrong to collect money from the tourist trade to pay for a problem it didn't cause.
First off, no new funding for our clean water efforts is needed until 2021. As importantly, though, when we do institute a funding source, it must have a nexus to water, putting the vast majority of the burden to clean up our state's waterways on our hospitality industry is both unfair and misguided.
The House gave preliminary approval to the bill on a 92-48 vote. The measure comes up for final approval next week, and then will have to be reconciled with a Senate version. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.